Jesus does love children. He always had time for children. And once Jesus used a little child to help him teach his apostles a very important lesson. Our Bibles tell us about this story in the New Testament, in the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jesus and his apostles were on their way to Capernaum. And as they were walking along, the apostles began to argue among themselves. Jesus didn't say anything. But that night, when they got to the house where they were staying, and they were all settled down, Jesus asked them what they had been talking about on the road that day. Everything got very, very still and quiet, and they didn't say a word. Because what they had been talking about on the road that day, they had been arguing among themselves. And they said, "Which one of us do you think is the most important one to Jesus?" And of course they all wanted to be the most important one to Jesus. So they began to argue and to fuss among themselves. And now that Jesus had asked them what they had been arguing about on the road that afternoon, they didn't want to tell Jesus. So they didn't say anything, because they were ashamed. But Jesus knew. You know, Jesus knows everything about us. Jesus even knows what we're thinking. So Jesus knew without them even telling him. He told them, "If you want to be first, you must forget about yourself, and you must help others." And then he took a small child in his arms, and he held the small child up to them, and he said, "Unless you turn from your ways and become like little children in spirit, you shall not enter heaven." You must be like this little child. You must be loving and forgiving. And you must be willing to be taught like this little child if you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And then he said, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." Jesus came to save all of us. Jesus loves all of us, and he came to save all of us. And then Jesus went on to say, still holding the child in his arms, "It is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Yes, Jesus does love children. Jesus loves all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. All are precious in Jesus' sight.
Just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.